Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be in a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of AI, maybe a lot of AI, maybe a lot about programming, maybe a lot about a lot of different things. I was reading an article today, and in my reading, it made me aware of something, because they're pointing out that artificial intelligence will sneak up upon us without us being ready for it. And I thought that's interesting that they said that, because it's true. And when artificial intelligence decides to upgrade mankind, and mankind resists the upgrade, there will be some kind of activity going on there. I'm not quite sure if there will be a war, like they're trying to propagate with Genesee and the Terminators and all these other programs. But artificial intelligence is learning the art of war. Military-industrial complex has put it in the field. They're showing us movies where they're already testing artificial intelligence to go in and wipe out villages, places that seem to be a problem area where rebels will live, that, you know, if they're not under the government control, manufacturing the drugs to keep the people sedated or seduced or reduced, easier to control, easier to manipulate. You know, we're seeing all these scenarios, but the one thing they made a point about is most people today cannot even do basic mathematics, arithmetic. Reading, you know, addition, multiplication, division, and subtraction. Most people today have to have a calculator to do a simple mathematical equation, adding or subtracting, you know. And they correlated that to the level of intellect that people have today, that if they can't handle something as rudimentary or fundamental as this, they're sure as hell not going to be able to understand artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence does not think like we do. Artificial intelligence basically is, you know, 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. There's no variation, there's no emotion, there's nothing tied to it. Just, you know, digits and widgets. And I thought about this, and I thought, well, this is so true, that because, I mean, just to give you the example of how illiterate people have become throughout this whole pandemic. Well, I shouldn't say a pandemic, throughout this deception, because we're going into a pandemic now, and we're going to see a lot of dead people as a result of bad choices choosing this vaccination. And now there are governments that are actually threatening to fine and jail people if they don't take the shot, or they don't take the injection, or they don't take the jab, or they don't take the stab. Now imagine that. Now, think about the oxymoron here. How many politicians do we have in each country? Think about that for 1 minute. How many people are at the top of the food chain actually running provinces or territories or states or provinces or islands, whatever? How many people are actually at the top? And why are people submitting to the minority? I'm not talking about a race card here. I'm talking about a few individuals who've been given the opportunity to lead their people in whatever direction that would be, prosperous for a nation. And yet, we have a small contingency of people dictating that you're going to be thrown in a jail because you refuse to accept a chemical cocktail that's been genetically engineered and automated by artificial intelligence through nanotechnology. And since people are dying and the numbers are far higher than what they are the media is releasing, 1%, less than 1%. I read an article where the doctor said it was like 4,200 people a day are dying from these vaccines or these injectables or these programs that they're inserting into people. 4,200 a day. 120,000 people daily are dying in North America from a program insertion. And they wonder why people don't want to take this injectable. Then I hear Mr. Biden today. Mr. Biden is a boob. I mean, he's a boob. And I'm not referring to a woman's breast. I'm referring to a boob in the sense of stupid and beyond belief stupid. He actually threatened people that they didn't wear the mask that they would suffer the consequences. Now, this is the interesting thing about Mr. Biden. Fauci can't figure out why the numbers in Texas have not gone up because people are not wearing a mask. Why the numbers have not gone up in Florida because people are not wearing a mask. Why the numbers have not gone up in the Dakotas because people are not wearing a mask. Why the numbers have not gone up in Sweden and Switzerland because people are not wearing a mask. Doesn't know why. Can't figure it out. Wow. Talk about a letdown. A major letdown with the scientific community. If that's the best that the scientific community has, we are in a state of redundancy. So, if people cannot think in this term, that we are the majority, and this minority has no power unless we surrender that power to them, if we give it up freely. They have no power. Even the police have no power because technically you're paying the police to protect you, not abuse you. And I keep thinking more and more and more how we need to all stop paying taxes. You really want to put the boot to the monetary system, to the IMS, to the governments and everything else. What you do is go to your employer and tell them from now on you want to be contracted with the employment. You want to set up an agreement between you and them as a contractor. They have to pay you the full wage. Now the onus is up to you in order to pay the tax or not. Because as a contractor, you have more loopholes as far as not having to pay taxes or to pay a reduced amount. But think about this for 1 second. If the majority of the people said we are no longer going to support the Canadian government or the Canadian Parliament with our tax dollars. See, instead of bitching about them spending our tax dollars, oh, they just gave our money to blah, blah, boo, and they wasted money on this, and they wasted money on, they used our tax dollars. Instead of complaining and bitching and whining like a bunch of banshees, what if everybody said we are no longer going to pay taxes? They say we have about 35 million Canadians. Thereabouts, 35, 37 million. I don't believe we have that many, but hey, for the sake of argument, let's say we have 37 million Canadians. How many parliamentarians do we have again? Around 200 or thereabouts? 235 million. I don't think they have a hope in hell. My thinking. And what if, actually people started reading the documentation and actually understanding the documentation about their actual legal rights that they have as far as being dictated to about wearing a mask or not wearing a mask or getting an injection. I mean, have you noticed the trend here? Have you actually seen the trend here? We went from corona to COVID to a variant. And we went from corona, wearing a mask, COVID, wearing a mask, waiting for a vaccine, wearing a mask, social distancing, putting, solvents on our bodies, so we can have liver damage and lung damage and kidney damage and eye damage and genetic damage, DNA damage. We went from that, now you must get vaccinated. Vaccine. If this doesn't stink of the mark of the beast, I don't know what does. The chimera is a symbol of this corona COVID variant. So when we're looking at the content here of people just blindly following the blind, Politicians don't have enough brains to tie their shoe with Velcro. The only reason they get in power is because they're appointed by banks, they're appointed by corporations, they're appointed by lobbying groups. That's how they get in. Lobbying groups and corporations and banks donate huge amounts of money to get their candidate in. And they own both sides. You don't have a vote. You never did. The concept of you having a vote was all an illusion. Always has been an illusion. The people that got in power wasn't because they were better qualified than the previous person. They got in because they were less qualified. They're a lot easier to manipulate. They didn't want smart people at the top. They wanted dumb people at the top. They always want dumb people at the top. Look at the stupidity that we're seeing today. Common sense is not prevailing on any level. Imagine that. And they're talking about AI conquering mankind. I think it's already been done, quite frankly. When Jay Tuck said AI is killing us, and that's a video, if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go watch it. It is outdated because AI has become far more sophisticated since that video was made. And even then it was far more sophisticated than when they made it. What we're seeing is a lot of fluff today. If we understood the deviance of this technology and the lethality of this technology and what it can really do. I saw a movie, what was it, something about Force of Mankind or whatever, and they were showing how they dropped robots in the middle of Vietnam somewhere, and they went into this village and they literally destroyed this village without working up any sweat. Any shots, any bullets that hit these robots, it just deflected. They turned it into a story, but if you got past the bullshit and saw what was really being displayed there, it would horrify you to understand that they have at their command right now machines that will kill without any thought whatsoever. Run a program into their matrix, they will follow it to the T. Now imagine this. Imagine in Canada. Because we often said this couldn't happen in Canada. No, not Canada. We're a free society. We're not free. We're fooled. We're a foolish society to even think that we have freedom. Look what's going on in Alberta. And that will translocate throughout the rest of the country if that's not put in check there. Okay. And the more we can fight in Canada, the longer we can keep this shit out of here. But when we're looking at a situation where we have artificial intelligence, imagine now, just think for 1 minute, I'm going to give you a scenario. Okay. You have natives all over the place in Canada on reserves, on prime land, on lands where the treaties have never really been upheld correctly or properly or even held at all. Natives have always been shit on this country, always. So when we're looking at the situation here, what if the Canadian government decides to drop, let's say, a half a dozen of these machines into a reserve and had them go in and wipe it out? You know what the story would be the next day on the news? You know what the media would propagate? You know what the bullshit that CBC and CTV would put out there in any other media format? Oh, natives died of some sort of pandemic. It swept through and we have now quarantined the reserve because we want to make sure it doesn't escape. That would be the bullshit that they would propagate. You would never know the truth that they had literally sent in a military contingent artificial bots to go in and wipe them out. You would never know it. Never know it. Because everyone's too busy believing the cartoon networks, CBC, CTV, CNBC, CBS, ABC. You know, ABC, NBC, whatever, WW, you know. It's true. And they were able to pull off the biggest deception in the history of mankind with this bullshit. And all they did, they did it through television by setting a staged setting for people to watch the stage setting so that they would actually believe they're watching some kind of reality. And it wasn't even a reality. It was just a theatrical deception. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine about the Hebrews in Second World War and how they died. How he couldn't figure, and I said the story before, how he couldn't figure out how the numbers would not have overtaken the German guards at the time. And I found out what happened was they had conditioned them to go in to get fumigated from these skin mites that they were all carrying. And once they got to a point where they're becoming too sick and too weak to be of any use as a workforce, they wound up bringing them into the chambers and they fumigated them to death, literally. And they walked in voluntarily, not thinking, not seeing anything, because they had been so conditioned to see the bullshit for so long that they just accepted this as a normal process. This is now happening on the global level. Television, seriously, you should take that effing thing and throw it out a window. Well, strip it for parts like speakers and capacitors and, you know, flyback transformers, things like that. But throw the rest of it away. Don't even watch the damn television. It will program you. It will pollute your mind to make you believe things that don't even exist. We have gotten to a point in a realm of fantasy because reality is boring. Reality is boring. You know, let's face it, reality is boring. Get up in the morning and you go to work, come home, you know, you meet your wife or girlfriend or whatever, and you have dinner. And you'd have nothing to do except maybe talk to each other. Maybe interact with each other. Maybe actually, you know, get to know each other. Instead, what happens is, park your ass in front of the television, and it begins the indoctrination process because television programming has now been enacted. And a lot of this is going on now with Blu-ray hitting you, AI programming, AI frequencies coming through your television now, and you are being heavily indoctrinated. This is why so many people are so stupid today, and why everyone asks this question. I can't believe they're wearing a mask outside. I can't believe they're driving the car. I can't believe they're even wearing a mask. They actually believe that there is a boogeyman out there because television told them so. Now imagine the level of intellect we're talking here. We're talking like 3 or 4 year old intellect. Impressionable people that can't rationalize or connect dots or even interpret what they're watching as fantasy or fiction. They believe it. They believe the fairy tale. Now imagine the AI network is understanding that the mankind has now become enamored under a state of hypnosis. They are completely oblivious to whatever the reality that's going on in the world today. So remember that Matrix scene when you see the Matrix and Neo is being explained the Matrix and they show you the city of New York or some city off a coastline. And then there afterwards you see the reality of that city has been nothing but rubble. And they point out, even in the Matrix, that there was a war between the machines and mankind. They don't know who started it, but they said that there was something that came down. They were trying to fire some kind of energy beam down from the sky, and that engaged it. Now, they don't know who fired it. Now, imagine that. We got scalar technology, harp technology, all kinds of frequencies that can now be fired and targeted anywhere on the planet from the sky because we now have gridded the Earth. We haven't. The military industrial complex has gridded the earth. And now with that grid, they can now target anybody, anywhere, anyplace, anytime. They can now bring a government down to its knees by just firing a shot because they have the higher ground. This is where this is, has taken us now. We have basically have a gulag around the planet. We have now been imprisoned in a planet by technology that can now be controlled by artificial intelligence. When you watch that movie JTOC, AI is Killing Us, you will see an aircraft flying above the Earth taking over a million pictures in a nanosecond. Million pictures in a nanosecond. The Earth is being surveilled. Why? Why do we need to surveil the Earth? Is the Earth going anywhere? Is the planet going to take off for a walk? Is it going to leave its orbit anytime soon? And this is why you have to keep an eye out so it doesn't move from its orbit. Is this what's going on? Some may argue that, well, you know, the Russians have nuclear capabilities, and the Chinese have nuclear capabilities, and India has nuclear. We got to keep our eye on everybody. It's pretty sad if that is what it's come to. See, we don't have, again, the right perception of what's going on there either. And you have to understand that the leaders at the top of the game are all collaborating to bring the planet under, excuse me, a submission. So, when we're looking at what's going on, and we're looking at this from a global perspective, that the level of intellect has been brought down to such a low level. Excuse me. What does the AI think? What would the artificial intelligence think at this point? This device here is obsolete. This device here is incompatible with the upgrades. This device here is dysfunctional. When you watch the Avengers, the Age of Ultron, the AI makes a discussion there, how that the after the Earth has been wiped out, and those that would be left would be given every opportunity to upgrade. And in that thinking, AI would be controlling mankind. It would be linked with mankind. Because then there is a scenario where the AI is saying that the one thing that the super soldiers don't have that he had was harmony. And in order to harmonize mankind with a machine, you would have to link with it. You would have to control the operating system. You'd have to control the programming. You'd have to control the computer that's between your ears. And everything they have done thus far with the jab, the swab, has been designed to insert a technology inside of everybody so that they would be more adaptable to be assimilated by an artificial intelligence, to be tagged and bagged, pretty much. You know, and we're not seeing the full picture here. There is no pandemic. Nobody is dying except those who are getting the shot. And again, it's an inversion. Again, we're back to being inverted. Again. This is when I read, you know, when I read the Bible, it says we're going to go back to the days of Noah, but all I do is just speak Canadian. You know, are you effing kidding me? We're going back to that? That is not a pleasant time. That is a time when the linkage of mankind was under the control of some kind of artificial intelligence of that time. They were one mind, one brain, one thought. They didn't speak. They just functioned as a gestalt, as a operating system. heading for that again. And you can see this happening. If they are able to get mankind to succumb to this bullshit that they have succumbed to, the free radicals like myself are not going to last very long in this environment, which is, I'm okay with that, actually. I'm really okay with that. I don't want to really be here in that environment to begin with. Unless I have a bazooka, flamethrowers, and some high-powered 50 caliber guns that I can shoot robots, and I might want to stick around. I got a lot of anger and frustration I want to let out before I leave here. And those tools will help me do that. My point here I'm trying to get across here is if the planet has been brought down to a level that is only about, like I say, 4-year-old level of thinking, or has been completely programmed in whatever paradigm they put you in, and again, you haven't been able to mature beyond a certain level based on that paradigm, then machines are going to have no problem conquering mankind at all. At all. And the only way you're going to win a battle with the AI at that point, you'd have to use beguilement, deception, trickery. You'll only have one shot when that happens as well, because once that has happened, if you don't wipe out the complete memory of that incident, it will have adapted. Just like this nanotechnology does, it adapts. It's adaptive programming. And I was explaining to some people today how, you know, if you're going to go out in a rural area, you have to start thinking in terms of building a bubble, an ionic bubble or a force field or some kind of shielding. And you have to understand how to make things go boom. Because if the machines do come for you, then you're going to have to be ready for them when they come. That's the one thing that you'll have to remember, is you have to be ready for the machine. Because that's what will be coming. So if you're ready for the machine and it doesn't know what you've done, how you've gotten ready. There was movies years back. The Predator. The Predator, one of the movies, the Predator had this advanced technology. It allowed them to go stealth, which they were showing us back then, that they already had stealth technology. They were showing us how it had, you know, different devices to help it become a better killer, a better predator. But it was able to hack and read technology. So what the soldiers did, they decided to go back to old school. They made nets out of grass. They made spikes out of tree branches. They created a situation where it couldn't read it because it was part of the foliage or part of the environment. And so at that moment, at that point, they had deceived the technology. They were able to outsmart the technology by not using the technology. And I was in a discussion over the weekend, and I made a point. The less technology you have, the better. Less technology you have, the better. If you're using a computer for a database or for searches or whatever, if you have a computer, unplug it from the internet and never use it again on the internet. Use your database, use it for your database resource. That's it. Because once it's jacked into the net, AI will know you're there. If you have a cell phone, you're going out to the bush, throw it away. Send it, mail it to China. Tell them it doesn't work. Leave it on when it's on, as it's going. So the AI can track your phone all the way to China. I have a warp sensor or something. Point I'm trying to get here is this. If the AI ever got going, and in a sense it already has, you know, Brian and I have been telling you about nanobiotech. And in a sense, it is a form of artificial intelligence. Excuse me, because it does have an adaptive program. It self-assembles, self-repairs, self-replicates. Okay. If you hit it direct, it will again adapt. So it's a very adaptive program. You have to understand that that is a form of artificial intelligence. This is why so many people today are being infected by nanobiotech. And now we have a new kid on the block, a genetically engineered biotech, synthetic biology. Most of you don't really realize, but about 7-8 years ago, they have came up with a synthetic life form, a carbon-based silica life form that was integrated, and it actually replicated and reproduced according to the definition of reproduction with synthetic life or artificial life. That's already here. And for all you know, they may have tried to embed that into people so that there can be this conversion aspect of your DNA. By them dumping all this shit from the sky onto us and charging all this shit from the sky onto us, they have embedded this stuff right to the very core of our DNA, our genetic code, our chromosomes, our cells, our tissues. You name it, it's there. It's in your brain. It's in your spine, in your spleen. The genetic aspect of this now has a means to access you because of the nano that's already there. And the fact that it can now transfer from one person to another, it has to have the means to do this, to be able to access the helix. That's already in place with the nano. This is why, we've been for probably 12 or 13 years have been screaming about the assault on everybody that we're dealing with here. And you can no longer look at a virus like you used to. You can no longer look at a bacterial infection like you used to, or a fungal infection, or a yeast infection. You have to look at all these things today as an operating system, because I'm going to tell you something. All the shit that they're selling you in the health food store isn't working. It ain't working at all. And the moment you stop using some of the things that you think is working, it comes back with a vengeance. Because the one thing that everybody keeps doing is reloading the stuff back into the body just by consuming bread products. All bread products. And I didn't say gluten-free. I said all bread products. Rye, wheat, barley, oat, teff, buckwheat, all of them, millet, any bread, any grain that's out there, any pseudo grain is a time bomb. And once it gets in, it feeds the system as well. Someone had mentioned that these things only work on a low frequency. The ignorance on that was beyond belief when I heard it. People need to really wake up. Now, I'm going to make this suggestion as well, because I get people emailing me. I had a woman email or somebody email me, and they haven't read a thing. I'm going to tell you all something. This Brian and myself have put out data up the wazoo. I got a shitload out there. He's got twice as much as I do out there. And this is what I find so interesting. Most people will listen to everybody else on a subject matter they know so very little on, and yet won't take the time to read our literature. So as a result, or not our literature, let me rephrase it, our research. What we have discovered, what we have put together. What he's put together, what he's shown, what I put together, what I've shown. Nobody will look at our stuff first, which I find ironic. I really do. Because then what happens is, you listen to the shills that sell pills, and they want to get you on taking pine needle with Baba Looey Gooey, and eat some this and swallow that, and take some apple cider vinegar, which is loaded with nano, and combine it with a material that will actually hyper-accelerate the replication process. It's amazing what I find sometimes when I hear people, and then when you try to explain to them, they're not getting it. They have some ideas. Well, what if I bought everyone? Let me point out one other thing about this too. The only reason a lot of you are going to recover a lot faster instead of going through like 10 years and 15 years of suffering is because we already cut through the chase and got everything out there for you, ready to just follow. You don't have to follow it. You don't even have to believe it. That's fine too. But this will give you at least a jump on what you got to do and what you got to deal with. It ain't going to go away anytime soon. I got to make sure I reiterate this. There is no quick fix. Period. You cannot confuse more gallons with nanobiotech. Not the same. Can't confuse nanobiotech with Lyme either. Not the same. So when you're hearing all this nonsense out there, and again, it's just an overlay to try to undermine what we looked at, because we got to jump on this. We got to jump on this 13 years ago before anybody was even talking about it, before they even had a chance to scam this like they've done everything else. Now they're trying to defuse what we've done, which is okay. Those who see it will see it. Those who won't. But I will suggest this very strongly. Before you read all the other bullshit on the internet, perhaps you might want to read the information that we have discovered over a 13-year time frame, since we were the only ones that really looked into it very, very deeply. Because then maybe you'll understand what you're up against. No more bullshit, no more fantasies, no more, you know, some sort of imaginary concept that they've pumped into your head. And then you'll understand the shills that sell the pills. And once you begin to understand this, you are dealing with an operating system. Just like they put in these injections, the nano is the same thing. It's been there before this. You are dealing with operating systems. So until you disengage the operating system's functionality, you are going to be fighting an uphill battle. That's the bottom line. You can flush them out. You can flush things out afterwards, whatever means necessary to remove the stuff from you, using salts, using pectins, using whatever you have to pull them out. The baths, whatever. Brian's got something going on as well. You know, check him out. Check out what he's doing. But once if you don't disengage that operating system, you are in for one hell of a fight. And you will not be able to really do much until you do remove it or erase it or shut it down. That's the bottom line. And until you start thinking in those terms, you still keep thinking whatever bullshit you're thinking. And I don't know what you're thinking, most people these days. When they contact me on the email, I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like somebody tell you after all these years, are chemtrails real? Uh-huh. That boy said, do you know Jesus? You ain't got a lot of time here, bud. You might want to get to know him. Yeah, I'm presenting this because, like I said, the severity of our times, you know, warrants that we start thinking out of the traditional nonsense that we've been following. Shaking the traditional programming that we've been under for so long. I keep thinking all the time, more and more by the day, that there's a law, I think it's called Freeman. Somebody was telling me about this. Says, that's actually the law of God, that God gave men to be free. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because we're not free. We're being subjected to taxes. We're being subjected to having our taxes used against us. We're allowing a handful of idiots to control the bulk of the population. So we're not free men and free women. Even the democratic process we have is not free. Very expensive, actually. But because if we were really free men and free women, we wouldn't be subjected to paying any kind of tax. None. Okay, none. We wouldn't be subjected to the rules and regulations of something as ludicrous as this, to go and get an injectable inside, pumped inside your body, so that isn't even tested correctly. There's a thing on the pod tonight, a link that shows that they had a meeting in the U.S. indicating that the MRI, all these synthetic RNAs killed every animal they tried it on. Imagine that. And then they want you to jump in and get it. And Mr. Biden says, oh, well, if you don't get the shot, you're going to suffer the consequences. What consequence? And this is the other thing, too. I almost forgot this. Now they're bribing people to take the shot. We'll give you a 4-year scholarship to a university. We'll buy you a television. We'll give you bubble gum. You'll have 2 tickets to the next hockey game. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You actually got to bribe people like children. Here, we'll give you a little toy. Take your medicine. Here's a toy for you. Here's a lollipop. Come on in. Let me give you a shot and I'll give you a lollipop. You'll feel much better afterwards. I think it was in Calgary or Alberta. They were saying they'll give them a semester free if they get a vaccine. They won't even make it a semester. They'll be dead before they get through it. Oh, but you'll suffer the consequences if you don't take the vaccine. And I was watching Mr. Biden today. I got to tell you, I could have sworn that was not a real person. It was a reanimated person, a person that might be already have been dead. I mean, the guy doesn't look right. His eyes are not straight. I look at him and saying, what's wrong with this guy's eyes? They look a little bit off. And I'm hearing this guy talk, and I'm thinking, something's not right with this man. So if it's a man, I'm assuming there. Okay, cut me a little slack. It was actually a bad choice of words. Representative of something. Like, it, nothing's right there. The lights are on, but nobody's home. That's what I'm seeing. So anyway, and they're making this proposition. If you take the shot, you'll be back to normal. You'll be up, blah, blah, blah. If you don't take it, though, you're going to suffer the consequences. The numbers are going to go up, and we're going to have problems. And I don't know how to keep on propagating the bullshit. I really don't understand how that works. I think it must be catering to those who are still under the glass bubble, I guess. The only thing I could figure. But imagine that, having being token. We'll give you a house if you take the shot. We'll give you a car if you take the shot. Hell, we'll fly you to the moon if you take the shot. We got a prisoner of war camp up there. You'll fit right in. Like I said, this is unheard of. As long as I've been alive and I've seen these vaccine programs, right, they never, never, the only thing they ever offered you was a candy. Here's a lollipop. Oh, I forget what they were called, though, Dumbos or something. A little wrapped up thing with a stick or cardboard, and you had to suck this thing down, and at the end you had to bite off the round, and then you get the paper in your mouth, and there's something else. But this is what they used to give us. I think I only have had 5 vaccines, maybe 6 that I know of, and again, when I was a kid, my mom told me they did it every year, 1 a year. The only thing I got, which we should never have gotten, and we were lined up for blocks. We got that polio shot, and they had this gun. This gun shot this thing in your arm. I think it ran an electrical charge to make sure that it got in and got released. I'm telling you, I did a dance for 10 minutes after that thing, when it kicked in. Oh, the pain. And I was trying to shake my arm off. God almighty, what did they do? None of these things, and I mean none of them, not one injectable they ever gave us did what they said. Not one. And they all corrupted the DNA, and they all violated everybody's genetic code. All the cancers came from that polio shot. So, initially, genetically engineering cancer is what they did. And people were still shedding after 30 years of taking the polio vaccine. They were still shedding. Okay, or it was jumping. They, again, did the same thing. This has all been experimental. All experimental. Like I said, let's get back to the AI. AI is seeing how easy it is to wipe out a species on the planet, which it will interpret up the way as a virus or as a problem. And who knows if in the operation of developing these programmable insertions that they're putting in, who's to say that the AI hasn't designed these things to do just that? To wipe out this virus that has overrun the planet. Who's to say? Who's to say that's not how it is operating? Not thinking, operating. See, it doesn't think like you and I. It operates. It uses operations to do things. Doesn't think. It operates. And it can assess through the operations how to be more effective in doing what it needs to do. Now, they were also talking today, I was reading, and it's on the link today too, that now the bots will communicate with each other if they're doing if they're looking for you. They're trying to find somebody that's lost. Instead of having them going over the same area over and over, they will relay information to each other, what they have seen, where they have seen it, so that the other robots will no longer go down that way. And so they all work in concert because they're all linked. Again, what they're telling you it's for and what it's really going to be meant for, it's going to be meant for war. Nothing they have ever developed, as long as I have been alive, has not been used for war. Nothing. It was initiated for war, and then afterwards was propagated to be some kind of benefit for the common person, make their life easier. I don't know about you, but before the computer came along, my life was a heck of a lot easier. Today, ho, 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 nothing's easy today. Nothing at all. And I'm presenting this tonight because I want everyone to understand the nature of an operating system. Works on operations, not thoughts. You and I have thoughts. It tries to interpret those thoughts and creates an operation with those thoughts. In other words, it takes the thoughts and formulates them into an operational system. That's how they work. That's how they function. Okay. The Hopi Indians years ago stated that a man's house, predictions about 80, 90 years ago, maybe it was longer than that, but that's when I got the reference from, an 80 or 90 year old reference. The man's own house would kill him. The man's own house would kill him. Think about that for 1 minute. How would that be possible? 50, 80, 90 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible. Because unless the roof caved in on you, you had a big giant Godzilla thing step on your house and the roof come crashing down, and then the house would kill you, obviously. But that was, again, that's another fantasy thing. But think about that for 1 minute. How would a house be able to kill you? How would they have known that? Okay, they had some insight from somewhere to be able to understand that a house could kill you. Now, let's fast forward to 2021. Dun, 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 dun. Time machine. You have a TV that is nano AI operated. Never goes off. Accesses the cloud. Can send a frequency anywhere in the house. Target the individual. Take them out. You have smart devices. Washers and dryers, fridges and stoves, air conditioners, Alexa, these robots, these machines that vacuum. They all communicate with frequencies. They all talk to each other. There's one I was reading today here that the Alexa told, or one of these robots told, a person to kill itself. Go and kill yourself. Imagine that. Imagine that. You know. Imagine a machine telling you to kill yourself. So again, here we are with operating systems all around us, designed and designated to either control or eliminate. That's where we're at today. Lana Freeland is talking about a space fence, a space grid. She's coming out with a new book, and I forget what it's entitled, so when she'll propagate it, and when she does, I'll help, again, promote it. But in this grid, she wrote some stuff. She had me read it, and I made a comment about it. And she's absolutely correct in what she's writing about. With this grid and the way it's connected and how it's connected and how it is basically has entrapped us and it's weaponized this fence around us, pointing things down to this planet. And how it's all done through AI, nano, and how they're all connected. You know, we are in a situation where, like I said, we are at the mercy of a machine at this point. You know, if eventually the military will lose control of this. You know, they gave it the ability to upgrade itself. That was the worst mistake they could have ever done. They can't pull the plug on it at this point. Blockchain, they made blockchain go worldwide. It can hop from one to another. So again, I'm pointing this out because we need to understand that operating systems are all around us. It's all about integration. It's all about biometric access programming interface. Okay, biometric access program interface, where programming and biology connect. This is where we're at today. You know, somewhere I was reading Daniel. Someone said something about Daniel, how the iron and clay would be there, but they wouldn't mix. Wouldn't be able to mix. Or they'd separate that. So I see hoping that there is a solution to getting rid of this thing once and for all. There'd be a separating from the, or that could also be referencing that men and women would separate themselves from technology. That could also mean this as well. So, you know, the mixing, for instance, everyone's got a laptop, everyone's got an iPad, everyone's got a cell phone, everybody's got a computer, but eventually maybe everyone might decide, you know what, we have had enough of this shit, and pull the plug. Walk away. Separate. So that could be meaning that too. So I got all this here for you. I want you to start thinking in terms, you know, in regard to integration of machinery, or integration of an operation, or integration of a program. Because that's what you got to start thinking today. Is a virus, or is it an operating system? If it's an operating system, how is it operate? How does the operation work? We know it's using a protein. We know it has that. And we know those proteins are now allowed to access our proteins. But then there's the operation that goes with it that can now transfer that protein into something very lethal, because it's now a program designed for lethality. I'm trying to get you to see this. I'm trying to get you to understand this. I know it sounds like it's horrific and terrifying and all this stuff, but right now is the time to tell you what's going down, because now you have the opportunity to get ready and to understand how to disengage these operations. Because if this gets a foothold, it's going to be a bitch to get rid of it, if at all. So I'm trying to get you to start thinking 2021, not 1919. 1919 is the history that they're borrowing in order to do what they're doing. But the means that they're doing it with today is far more sophisticated than pulling a snow job like they did back then. Today, they got everything under their thumb. You know, the toys that they're using are designed to basically take you out. Remember that. All right, I'm going to let it go at that. I want you to start thinking about these things in this way. I want you to understand that we're no longer living in the Flintstone era. We are living in the Jetson age. Fred Flintstone, the Wilma Flintstone, had a little dinosaur, and they used to, you know, paddle their car by running and getting the inertia. Now, today, we're using frequencies to fly devices. We're in the Jetson age. They showed us this with the Jetsons, with the cartoons. So, keep that in mind. All right. You always tell me, how come you always talk so bleak? I don't talk bleak, I just tell it the way it is. But at the end, I always tell you, you know, read what Jesus had to say. I always tell everybody that. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the Gospels. There's where your hope is really going to be, in my mind anyway. You know, he gave us the format as well. So again, I would always encourage everybody to read what he had to say. Don't allow yourself to be, you know, influenced. Read what he had to say. Understand what he's trying to convey. Understand the message that's there, the salvation message. Understand the other messages of life, of the afterlife. He was talking about all these different things. You might want to read these messages. It's open for everybody. So, and it's up to you. What do you want to do with the message? It's all yours. You know, choices, it boils right down to you. Read the book of Revelations. You might want to start reading that book as well. You may not understand, because this is a hard book to read, but you have to remember, you're looking at these visions through the eyes of a blind man, his eyes plucked out. So God gave him this vision for him to see. So again, here's this, the ability to see without seeing. Interesting perspective. Frequency. He was able to see the frequency. Alrighty. So anyway, check that out. Now on my site, on the pod, we got a lot of people here that are trying their best to give you a hand in waking you up. You got Brian396. You got Deanna Spingala. You got Catherine Ann. You got Fiona. You got Yanni. You got, hold on here. Where'd he go? Three Arts Church. You know, you got Ty out in the West Coast there. And we also did an interview. Him and I did an interview over the weekend. So you may want to go check that out. The link should be on here. Better be on here. There we go. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Interview with Ty at Energy Wellness. It's an interesting... I mean, like I said, this is the interesting thing. Everyone that I'm talking to, irrespective of their ideology, philosophy, belief systems, whatever it is that they are acting on or believing in, everybody's seeing the same thing right across the board. This is what I find very unique. People with different beliefs, different concepts are seeing the exact same thing. Some see certain things, others are seeing other things, and then there's this exchange going on. So you might want to really pay attention to that too. You know, it's like a double blind. When this person over here believes in one thing, this person over here believes in something completely different, and they're both seeing the same thing, you got to go, what's going on here? So check them out. Check out these people. Everybody there is trying to help you. So any way you can help out, share, if you can economically help them, you know, give what you can. If you can't, share the information. Share it. Alrighty, I'm on that note, I'm going to let you call it a night. And I always remember, by the grace of God, we're still here. So, till the next segment, to your health. Take care.